Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King and Daniel Mangana. Today's Thursday, July the 2nd, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time and wherever you are in the world. Thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And the only unhappy part is we lost the first few minutes of this recording when we made it. So we're going to have to skip that part. I'll give you the highlights. Basically, the Android version of the LOA Today app is out, and that was pretty much the highlight of the first part, first 5 minutes or so. Then Daniel pointed out, wait a minute, we're not recording, and then this is what happened after it. So enjoy the rest of the show. Don't expect a whole lot. This is just a bunch of crazy people talking crazy, but hey, we do a lot of laughing. Okay. Thank you for catching that. Yeah, now I don't have to download it from YouTube. I like that.
the vegan malarkey, which, anyway, I had my DNA tested and I'm not suited for a vegan diet, so I'm just going to leave it there. But they were like, yeah, to all the people that say that tofu is processed and not healthy, the World Health Organization has said that meat is cancerogenic or whatever. I was like, well, wouldn't everybody have cancer that eats meat?
Facts.
Then aren't there vegan people that have illness
cancer
too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and this happened, I did a post, like a Happy New Month post yesterday in my group, and I didn't even notice, but there was like a Ferrari in the picture, and one of the people in the group's like, oh my god, I've got a Ferrari in my mind movie. And I was like, oh, I'm more of a Lambo guy myself. And then we're having this really banterful little exchange about, hey, maybe we should just have both in our reality. We're like, yeah.
There you go.
And this guy was like, why do you even need any of these things? So what are you going to do when you get that? Are you going to want more things? When does it stop? And I was just like, dude, maybe focus on what you want and leave other people alone.
Someone's missing the entire point.
Or wanting to be a wet blanket. It could be trolling a little bit.
Yeah,
I think he genuinely was one of those, you know, capitalism is the devil and Satan is on the dollar bill. So if you've got that, you're a devil worshiper, whatever.
But geez.
My reason for mixing vegans, the World Health Organization, if we could even call it that, and and the thing is, I've really been struck by people forcing their ideas as a general truth on other people and looking like a twat when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss.
I thought we were supposed to stay away from politics.
And then we jump right into it. But yeah. No, Walt was supposed to stay away from politics. Dan can do whatever he wants.
Ah, there are rules. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
Levels. You gotta level up, Walt.
Okay, all right. I think I'll just play it safe. I won't even go there in any great depth. Alex, I'll let you be the person who answers. What do you think?
I don't personally run across a lot of people who do this, but I am aware that there are people who do this. Most of the time, I run into religious people who end up doing this, trying to push their beliefs on myself, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Things are working out the way they are. I am who I am. Not going to change because you think something's wrong with me. So now I'm good.
That's a good answer. I like that one. Actually. I like it a lot. I'm good. Just
very smart.
You know? Yeah.
Thanks.
It reminds me of an answer I once gave to somebody who was trying to proselytize me on the street.
Trying to what?
He's trying to be the evangelical to win me over to Christianity.
Okay, because that's not what I thought you said.
Proselytize, not prostitute. Proselytize. Okay. To proselytize.
I wasn't thinking any of those two things.
I was like, well, that's a big word. Big word for the world's oldest profession.
Basically, it's recruiting for a religion is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can look it up. I know you won't, but you can.
I won't. I'm good.
You're good, right?
Bye.
But anyway, this guy stopped me and was absolutely determined. He got in my face and everything, said, have you been saved? Have you been saved? And I replied, I've never been lost. And so that kind of ended that conversation.
I would have expected you to say, yes, I've saved and backed up.
And backed up, yes. This is actually a copy that you're seeing right now. Oh my goodness. Well, actually, all of this kind of fits in with what we were talking about on Tuesday. We were talking about, you know, multi dimensions and the illusions of time and space and so forth. This is just kind of the extreme. Well, I won't label what it is, but it's the extreme version of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can pretty much assume that anything is possible when you think about it as a multi-universe. I mean, there's no holds barred. Have you ever heard of any limitations, Daniel? I can't say I have.
I feel it's not really a limitation. It's people limiting themselves.
Yeah.
But do you know what? This is the thing. And it's like people who are homophobic. And this is going to, I'm just going all out with everything today.
Yeah, okay. Apparently.
Why do you care so much about where other people put their body parts?
Mm-hmm.
I've never quite understood that.
What happens in your bedroom is none of my damn business.
And so what if two humans want to do something? They're not doing it to you. I don't understand.
I never really understood it. I've tried. I try to put myself in the other person's place, but I can't say I ever really understood it.
I don't have that much hate in my heart.
I always found it funny, and this may not be PG-13 for the daytime, but people that will shave their head and get very, very angry about two men and go to the cupboard and have some alone time with two women. I've never really understood that. That's a same underlying basic principle. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
An old cliche about sauce for the goose comes to mind, but other than that, I have nothing else.
Sauce for the goose?
Yeah, that's a really, really old one.
You're going to need to let me know that one, because I have no idea what the goose is.
Oh, it's really
straight. It's straightforward.
Me and Alex are lost of it.
The cliche is sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And it's basically saying, hey, if you can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, she can do it. It you know.
Oh, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Good for the gander. Yeah, that's what I know.
It's the same idea, yeah.
Okay, because I was like, why do gooses and ganders have sauce?
Won't have too much sauce, Alex.
Apparently. Stop.
We're going to have to come up with a name for Thursdays. This is becoming like, I don't know. We need some kind of name that's like out of one of the popular, you know, war video game shows where you're throwing things or whatever, because that's what we're doing right now. We're like throwing little arrows at each other.
I thought we were throwing them at the world for them to think.
I agree with Daniel.
Are you hearing what I'm hearing there? I'm hearing the static.
I can hear something, but I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know
what that is. It's like the whole thing just kind of went bluey for a second here. And there it is.
Okay.
It's done.
I guess God wanted to interject there and make sure that we came back on track, Walt. You normally bring us back, but God decided to do it. So it was static. Or it was the aliens. Either way.
Speaking of God, Kenny and I are watching Supernatural, and he just met Chuck.
Wait. Supernatural's back. Is it back?
No. I'm starting him from the first season. So we're on season 4 now.
Oh, Daniel's depressed.
Yeah. Aww. It's not back. They have resumed shooting, though.
Oh, good. Because I need to see what happens.
Yeah. I think we have 6 episodes left, and then that's it.
That's just terrible. What are we going to do with our life?
I don't know. I can't replace it with another show. That's like replacing a child that died. You can't do that.
There's no show that will do the same job.
No, not at all.
Anyway. I have to admit, I did try watching a few episodes. It wasn't really for me, but you guys love it so much. What do you love so much?
Oh,
I think you need to get into it. I think you need to get into it. There's a few really weak sections of the storyline, but overall.
Season 7? Leviathans, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what is it about the parts that you like so much? What is it? What's it got there that you like?
I like the camaraderie between the brothers. I like the learning new interesting things about different monsters and stuff. But I also, as it goes on to like season 4 and beyond, like how they hook it into the Bible lore. Cause I've never like been into the Bible. So I'm like, oh, really? God said that and this happened. And oh, that's how angels are made. Okay.
That's how angels are made. Okay.
Yeah.
A little season 14 quiblet for you there.
Oh, snap.
What did you say this was rated? I forget.
It depends on the episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there are no naked bodies.
Okay.
Not fully naked, no. But season 6, Sam, though. That's another reason.
I'm getting a sense
of the record, that's not my reason.
Their shirts are not off as often as they should be, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think they purposely try to avoid that type of having it be that type of show.
Yeah.
Like they want it to be well-rounded for anybody. You know what I mean? They're not going to be like, oh, the guys are hot and they take their shirts off. That's why I watch it. No.
So
like Kenny watches it for all the different types of weapons.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone.
I like the esoterics. It's been great when they started bringing in the Nokian and all that kind of cool stuff. And
yeah, that was very cool.
Bring in the what?
Enochian. It's the angel language.
Angel language.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something we would talk about.
Yeah.
Enochian is actually it's used in some forms of magic.
Uh-huh.
And they've tied it in directly into... So basically, Enoch was someone who went straight to heaven. He didn't actually die. He just got taken straight into the heavens. And he was in communion. He walked with God, they said. Although if you read a New World Study Bible, you're going to realize he actually went off with aliens, but that's a completely different conversation. But there was a language that, like a script and language that he basically got from his communion with God, aliens, and Enochian. And they tie it into supernatural, into the law.
They tie a lot of things in. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing I do like about it, they travel to different parts of the U.S. So it's like, oh, I live down the street from there. I love doing that.
I've not done that part. I feel left out.
I know, because they never go overseas. So they're one of
them. He goes to Canada once. Remember that really weird episode?
Which one was the one there?
Where they went through the TV screen and they were themselves in the
middle. Oh, the French Mistake. Yes. I love that episode.
Really? I didn't really enjoy it.
I like the breaking of the fourth wall in that whole situation. I was like, yes, what would happen if they ended up in our world?
Okay.
It got me thinking a lot of things. A lot of questions.
I have to say, every time that I hear you guys talk about this show, it sounds like every show is wildly different from the last one.
Oh, they are very different.
Definitely.
Yeah, each one, you can watch, the thing is, especially once you get it, well, I don't know if we're indoctrinated by then, but you can sort of watch an episode or two and catch like a little mini story arc and be like, oh, it's like a little movie.
Yep. So that's how TV shows work. There's an A story and a B story. So the A story could be the story of the week, whereas the B story carries you throughout the season. And these are little tidbits of things that you need to know to complete the story.
But I think that these are pretty strong on the micro story. So you can gloss over the bigger story and be okay.
I don't know, because like in the beginning, you think Monster of the Week, okay, great. But then there's also the whole where's Dad situation.
And where's the yellow eyes?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then I loved when they let us know what the yellow eyes were. That was cool.
Oh, you mean how it all came to be?
Yeah, or even beyond that, when it showed the princes. And then there was the whole thing about the princes and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we're talking without trying to spoil.
Yeah.
Which makes it impossible for anyone who hasn't watched it, like me, to figure out what the heck you're talking about. So
exactly. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Little key words that no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to be part of the club.
Daniel, are you part of any Supernatural Facebook groups? Because if so, I can add you.
I don't do Facebook groups.
Except his own.
And mine.
Yeah, I make time for your one, but I don't really consume that much social media. When I'm on, I catch about. I specifically go on and check on yours, and I've got the notifications for your group because there's always cool stuff, and I'm learning about shows. I tried 5 episodes of The Order, and I'm going to be okay if I don't watch anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly 5 episodes. I'm like, you know what? I'm over this werewolf.
I gave it a chance. I really did give it a chance. that I can pass. So, but yeah, I'm getting the opportunity to learn about cool ones. I've watched episode one of The Sinner. That looks interesting.
It's confusing because every season's different, but still with some of the same characters.
Well, the thing is, at the moment, I'm not having as much time, like downtime with my own. Because in downtime, my own, I have to be giving foot rubs and looking after Ariana. So
this is the rest of your life, bro.
No, I'm getting down there.
Oh, all right. So, but who's doing the foot rubs?
I have a masseuse.
You know what?
She comes to the house. It's just now she needs them every day. But when she needs them like once or twice a week, then I can outsource it to a professional.
I like the thought process.
We've definitely gone off the rails here. About the only thing I can think of to say is this episode of Spoiler Alert is brought to you by Eloise Webb.
Oh, man.
Anywho, says, I did attempt to give us an actual LOA type conversation. And
I shut it down, I have to admit, yes. But let's find a way to go back to it. It sounds better, actually. I think our listeners will be able to follow it. Well, people who are fans of the show.
People are just tuning in like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I'm talking about foot rubs. Which is this LOA? What's the L? What's that about? I don't know.
Something about legs, I think. Anyway. So let's give your topic another chance. Why don't we try a reintroduction there?
Allow me to reintroduce myself and my topic. Ding, 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 ding. Allow me to reintroduce. Just this idea of, so this is where it came from. I don't know if I've said this on this show before, but I've said it somewhere. Even when we talk about the mind, no, I did it on a coaching call. The mind isn't in the head. The electrical impulses go from the brain that respond to what's happening with mind and reflects in the body. Mind really is happening in our feeling center, which is the heart center. So if we're thinking about the head, we're taking our attention away from the feeling center where we can actually affect change. Mm-hmm. So if we've got our attention on other people, places and things, what they're doing, who they're cuddling with, whether they're a goose or a gander and so on and so forth, our attention's away from our own life and making changes in our own life and doing something in our own life. So I think it's a form of self-sabotage.
That's hard to argue with. I would say you're accurate.
Yeah. I also agree.
Yeah. There are lots of forms of it, too. But here's the question, though. If different people have different preferences, different tastes, different things that they're interested in, when is self-sabotage not self-sabotage? Or put it the other way around, when is something that is not self-sabotage self-sabotage? Because it all seems to be about perspective. What's your perspective, right?
What are your thoughts on this, Alex? I have a thought, but I'd like your wisdom on the forefront.
I haven't formed it yet. Give me a moment.
Give me a moment. I'll be back next week. So for me, it's the whole thing of I'm not happy with my life, but instead of me doing something about the unhappiness in my life, I'm reflecting and giving energy to the things I'm not happy about in the lives of other people.
Okay.
That feels like self-sabotage.
I guess my question is, it certainly is self-sabotage to you. Does it feel like self-sabotage to the person who's doing it?
Well, I'm trying to create a more general definition of self-sabotage that can be applicable person to person. Because that's why I prefaced it with, someone is not happy with their life. Let's add the line then, they want to do something about it.
Ah, okay.
Because we all know people that are unhappy and unhappy in their unhappiness.
Yes, right? Exactly.
We all know them. But those people, let's say, for example, people that are in LOA circles. I mean, you go to the effort of reading books and going to courses and listening to podcasts or joining Facebook groups to learn about law of attraction. But then you're spending your time focusing on what other people are attracting instead of looking at what you want to attract for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the lurking conscious creator.
The lurking. So true, though.
Okay, is it me? I'm going to turn off my mic and Oh, it stopped again. Have you had this any other day, Walt, this sound?
It has happened. What you guys are hearing.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times. It happened on, I think it happened yesterday. I think it's something to do with Zoom's filtering, but I'm not 100% sure what it is. See, there we go again. I'm going to go to headphones, see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, because I have headphones on. I can't hear anything.
Let me go to headphones also.
Maybe that'll make a change. We won't get that noise anymore. Okay. So what were we talking about?
The thing is, I've got little ears. So because I've got little ears, headphones never stay in. They keep trying to come out.
Me neither. Oh. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why I have to use these kind. I can't use the in-ear kind.
Yeah. It's all bueno.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is I find it easier to mind my business when I'm not minding other people's business.
That's a fact.
Actual factuals. My business, not your business. I'm minded. I don't know where that came from.
But hey, if you got truth, I can see celebrating it. That's good. Because that is truth. That's the one good thing about being a limited human being. By limited, I mean we're in the physical world, so that creates a limit. Mm-hmm. And the really good thing about it is we can really only focus on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. That's actually a benefit. I mean, yeah, people multitask and so forth, but multitasking is just bouncing back and forth. I have a feeling Daniel's going to come up with something very studious to add on to that one. But because we can only focus on one thing at a time, it really means that is a benefit we can take advantage of. So like you were saying, Alex, I can't focus on your stuff if I'm focusing on my stuff. So there's my protection right there. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And it's a little nonsensical for me to be focusing on your stuff and claiming that I care about my own.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah.
There's the backdoor self-sabotage. That's a medium through which the mind can protect its version of the world by keeping you focused with your awareness on what other people are creating.
So essentially you're suggesting that people who mind other people's business deliberately are self-sabotaging.
What's happened? Deliberate? What's unconscious deliberate? I mean, my whole thing is that we're always moving towards either a conscious or an unconscious intention and always succeeding at whatever's aligned with the unconscious intention. So for example, in my work, I'm talking about shifting that unconscious alignment so that it does line up with what you desire versus you going after stuff that you don't really want, including other people's business.
But I mean, there are some people who they make it their life's mission to go after other people's business. They like minding other people's business. That's
because they're afraid of their own business.
And there are some people that go after being a murderous bank robber.
This is true.
And there are some people who are deliberately vegan, but who's judging? The point is...
I may have to get the rim shot out here.
Not deliberately. You did it to yourself.
This one, I'm just doing some clickbait here. Everyone Googling about veganism will see my face. He's of the devil. He's mates with Bill Gates. Don't do his program. It's going to brainwash you into wearing a face mask.
I'm dead. Oh, my God.
Just like the whole face mask thing.
He's going to brainwash you into wearing a
face mask. People are actually getting really upset.
Oh, yeah.
About this. Like... really, really upset. They're killing brain cells over this, losing sleep, making Facebook videos. There was, I think I saw something of, have you seen the whole, I've been going down rabbit holes at night.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
I went down the Karen rabbit hole.
Oh no!
There's a whole Instagram account dedicated to Karens and it's got a rating of what qualifies as a Karen.
Okay.
And it's like this woman was in a supermarket and everybody was like, instead of people just doing their groceries and going about their day, the whole supermarket was like an exorcism about this woman who didn't want to wear a face mask. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're off the devil. And it wasn't even the staff. Apparently it was someone in the store started like kicking off, like, who are you? You're selfish. People wear face masks. You can't wait for 5 minutes and blah, 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 and this and that. And she kicks off. You're all liberal assholes or something like that. And throws down her basket. He accosted me because I'm not wearing a face mask. I've got a medical condition. I'm going to go and get my doctor's note. And there was this, oh, like, no. This whole big drama.
Not the doctor's note.
And it's just like... She's not wearing a face mask, but you are, so you're okay.
Right.
You can't breathe in her stuff. And she
well,
can't
I think
breathe
it's
in
more
yours.
Of a, it's not fair because if we have to suffer, so do you.
Exactly, but...
Yeah.
Just do you. You're safe.
Yeah. Do you get wanna, your groceries and go.
Like, you're safe. You're wearing a face mask. You're wearing it. I mean, even like me, I wear them when we go, you have to wear them in Uber here. So we wear them when we're in the Uber. We've got a little one for Ariana when we go to the Uber, blah, blah, blah. When I go to the grocery store, I wear it. When I'm around my house, I'm around my property, I'm not wearing a face mask.
Yeah. Most people don't.
I only wear it in the store.
I wear it when I'm around people who are brainwashed. And I basically, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. So the name of this episode is deliberately vegan. That's I just want to point that out.
Oh, okay.
So I like yesterday. I did my Instagram video yesterday. Was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. One of these days, maybe a few days ago. Just like anything that you're doing out of fear can only create to the level of that fear.
Fact.
Because we can only create from where we're at. So if I'm wearing a face mask because, oh my God, I am fearful of the virus and I'm fearful of the people and the brainwashing and everything and the vegans, then I'm still open up to receive. Like, if I'm holding the frequency of that thing to that level, then by hook or by crook, it's going to come to me. With mm-hmm. not wearing gloves, it may or may not live on surfaces, so you may or may not catch it that way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You may or may not have been a carrier anyway. Maybe you're born with it, like the Walking
Maybe
Dead,
it's Maybelline.
Like, yeah, maybe it's Maybelline. But, and this isn't to say because I'm not scared of it, I can't contract it. People aren't scared of car accidents and they get knocked down by cars. No, be sensible, but be sensible not from a place of fear. Be sensible from a place of being bloody sensible.
Mm.
And if other people don't want to be sensible, then adjust your sensibilities to make faith with the fact that they only eat plant foods, you know? Take care of yourself. On a serious note.
All vegans can send their emails to Daniel Mangana at...
I'm not veganist. Some of my best friends are vegan and my sister dates a vegan. So... They're really good people. Some of them are really good, really nice. They've got great manners. Anyway, pineapples.
Alex, I don't know about you. I think this show's going to need like two or three different titles.
God. I got to go. I can't handle this. It's okay, Daniel. I got it.
I'm making it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
for the meat eaters in the back. I'm making up for the fact that I left early yesterday. I've got to leave early again today. By the way, let me share.
Uh-oh.
Celebration point.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap.
We have a new record for my money game challenge.
Oh, what is
last it? The last time we did the money game challenge, the record was £27,000, which is about $34,000. This week, yesterday, on day three... In fact, no, he reported it yesterday. It was the day before because he's in Australia. So technically day two, 75,000 Australian dollars, approximately 53,000.
Wow. Well done.
Oh. Good for them.
And that was in what time period?
2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Oh, geez. Yow. Yeah. That's, you know, anybody who says you can't do it, that's what you're cutting yourself out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing. We've been really well received. I don't know what's happened this time. People are just like sharing it and people are wanting to start late and I just want to do it and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to be leaving it up for like the next week on Facebook, on my group. But people are reporting like a couple hundred here. People are finding money in their pockets that wasn't there before.
Nice.
People are getting tax rebates and stuff, and it's just really cool. And the greatest thing about it is we haven't actually even started with the money game. I've just been doing the back work. This is the thing that always makes me laugh about when I do this challenge, because day one, we just set a declaration about committing to doing the work. We start doing the background work, the prep work on day 2, 3, and 4. We actually only do the actual game on day 5, but all the money gets manifested before.
That's crazy, but it makes sense. It's and crazy, people, but it makes sense.
One woman actually manifests. It's so funny, and this is the power of the placebo, right? So when I was announcing it around, I was like, yeah, the average manifestation is was $1,000 last time. So that's what I said. You know, the average was 1,000 or whatever. And then a day after registering, one woman was like, Dan, I just manifested $1,500.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
And the key thing is, and this is another thing that makes me laugh about the whole thing, is that the way that the money game works is that we always set the intention at each step of the game for or more. So right. When we write the intention, it's going to be $10, pounds, euros, or right. more. Mm-hmm. And the or more opens you up to whatever your actual limiting belief is about money. But because we haven't even set the intention yet, I've still been talking about 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. But people mm-hmm. are still manifesting the or more.
Which shows that it has nothing to do with the dollar amount.
No.
It has nothing
it's
to
about
do
being
with
in the energy of it.
Yeah.
And that's it. So that one's for the, I'm not going to do it. That's the celebration.
Hey, we've done everything else. Go for it.
No. Vegan.
But that's fabulous.
I was about to say something that was going to get the show shut down.
Uh-oh. Well, since we just got onto Google Play, we should probably
not going to do that. Yeah. Not going to do that one.
Oh, man. See, that's what happens. I'm going to text you.
I need you guys to laugh with me. But,
okay. What have we been doing the whole hour?
I need to share this one.
And just, you know, 20 minutes ago, not that, an hour and 20 minutes ago, I was filling out a form saying, yes, our show is perfectly good for teenagers. Yeah.
Teenagers are very advanced these days.
That's what I'm counting on, because otherwise we're in trouble. Mm-hmm.
All right. Check your phones now.
Did something happen now?
Nope, mine didn't.
Oh, here we go. Oh, jeez. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your sensitivity. We appreciate that. Okay.
Oh,
our listeners are saying, what on earth is going on over there?
Just elevating the frequency, guys.
Yeah. Yep. let's just say, we'll put it this way. If you heard what he typed, you'd be laughing. Mostly.
Or calling me to be burnt at the stake.
One or the other, yeah. There's get not it? A whole steak. Lot in between. Yeah.
Steak, get it? Oh,
it's a spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, no.
Great. Oh, well, that's all good. I'm kidding. You guys are priming me to go in. Do you know why I think day two? Do you know why I think day two was the winner? Because I did the show before day two.
Ah.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is like everybody's feeding into it. And I have to agree, the vibration on this show has risen, I don't know, 2 or 3 levels in last month or so. It's just mm-hmm. every single show is really, really high right now. So I think we should take some credit, but we should also thank you for some of it too, because you've been bringing a lot of it on.
Facts.
And with the stories like that, you brought us Dave Strickle. You
know, oh, yeah.
The Stream of David. I mean, oh my goodness, that guy's amazing.
And I sent you the invite, the connection to my friend Nathan, who I do the Triforce transformation with. He's really, really cool. Yeah. When it comes to the mind. He's I do a show once a month. So like we stream it through Facebook, but we use BeLive TV. We've got like production and we've got like a ticker called the Trifecta Transformation. So it's myself, Nathan, and my other friend Iodele. And the three of us basically We take turns picking a thought for the week, but then we bring on a guest person each episode and we coach them live through a particular challenge.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's really, really cool. So we've had relationship stuff. We've had people talking about, someone was talking about wealth and abundance, the last one, and we coached him through that and getting to core wounds. And so Io does, she's actually my personal therapist for timeline therapy, NLP and hypnotherapy. So I actually work with her for my stuff.
Okay.
Nathan does a lot of, he calls himself, a subconscious investigator or something like that. It's a really cool thing about the power of the subconscious mind and how it affects us. And obviously I do the alignment stuff. So we hit it from these different angles.
Yeah.
But it's really dope. It's a really dope show.
I got to check that one out.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's on YouTube. We stream them on Facebook at the moment. We're getting like more like 500 to 1,000 views on the Facebook. Nice. I'm still just building up the YouTube thing now. But I'll tag you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely check that one out.
Really good stuff.
I'm still looking for...
We're always looking for guests. So if anyone listening to the show
wants to
be a guest, then hit me up and we'll put you on the roster.
There you go.
Awesome.
So, and actually we did have the introduction with Nathan and we're still trying to finish that connection. So I can't really announce a date
yet
when he's going to be on, but I'm sure
he's a really, really wild guy. He's really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Really disciplined. Really good. Mentally cool.
You've been in really good guests. I mean, really, really good. You've set a new standard for us to reach. Mm-hmm. You have.
I've got more as well.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Carnivores. So I'm gonna dip into the Do It With Dan guest history from my podcast and a few people over there are cool. And also, there's people that I haven't even thought about that will be really, really cool. I'll get them all shuffled over.
Sounds like fun. This is going to be a great summer. I mean, it's already shaping up as a great summer, but I mean, it's good. By the time we're done with it, we're going to say, wow, 2020 was a great summer.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. It's going to be one of the few times we actually want to look back. Most of the time we want to stay in the now. That's going to be a good thing to look back at. You know?
True. Reflecting back. Oh,
yeah.
News today. Another bit of news. I've got another win for you.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Can I announce it yet?
I don't know.
Double check. I think I can. I'm probably going to be on the Jack Canfield show, the next season of the Jack Canfield show.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know who this is.
Jack Canfield was
for the soul.
Yeah. He was the prime room author of the Chicken Soup series. He was a presenter on The Secret. He's quite the very down to earth LOA guru. Oh.
Yeah, so I think I should be okay. But I'm probably gonna be on the new season. It's gonna be like a 10-minute interview, but I'm really, really excited about it. Don't worry. LOA today is going to get a shout out.
Well, thank you very much. Snap. Absolutely fab. I love it.
Yeah.
In fact, I do have one thing in common with Jack too. The white hair is in common, you know, so I've got that. You
know. He's got nothing on you, Walt. Nothing on you.
He's got nothing on you, Walt.
Okay, now I'm blushing.
Nothing on you, Walt.
I haven't been called Waltie in years. Okay. Wow.
When we were young.
This is really something because, I mean, the show today kind of lost any kind of a theme, but we are really on a high vibe with all this. There's some craziness going on, some fab announcements going on. I mean, whoa, a lot of stuff going on. Really cool. I mean, you're making me think that the iPhone version of the app is about ready to go out just because I'm believing. I believe. I'll be announcing it tomorrow. I'm sure of it.
Broski. Well, I'm looking forward to that link.
I am too. I'm looking forward to sending it out. And people are starting to use, even though most of our listeners are not listening on desktops, PCs, and Macs, we're seeing people using it. People are logging in. So that's cool. That's great.
Brilliant.
I'm looking for a nice big surge now that the Android version is out. That's going to happen.
Because that's who the bulk of our listeners are.
Yeah, large chunk of them. large chunk. Yeah. Actually, the number one listener is the one who got the first link. There she is.
It's me. I'm Alex.
By the way, I shared this with Alex. Daniel, did you know that there is an Alex King who wrote a book on the law of attraction?
There isn't.
There is.
It wasn't me.
It was an Alexander, but still, it was an Alex. You know.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I was surprised when I saw it. I had to share it to her, you know.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? And I clicked on it and I was like, did I write a book?
Are we having timelines? Did the aliens keep me that long?
Yeah. Is that from
did I forget to have my week-long smoothie today?
I don't know what it was. All I knew was that it was an Alex King, and that's all I needed to see.
So cool.
Yeah. It's just little glitches in the matrix that show me I'm meant to be here.
Yes.
Are they glitches, though?
For lack of a better term, yes.
I mean, seriously, I'm not sure there's any such thing as a glitch anymore.
Mm.
And I run into a lot of them, so I'm becoming an expert.
I am uniquely qualified to discuss this topic.
I am very qualified to talk about glitches. I mean, I have been the king of glitches for the last month, 2 months or so. So, yeah. And I can tell you, there's no such thing as a glitch that isn't useful.
That's true. That's amazing. What Wreck-It Ralph was all about.
I mean, they're a pain in the butt sometimes, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But every one of them is useful. Now, of course, what's really useful is when you have a smooth highway and there's no glitches. That's really useful, because then you can move.
No, that's efficient. Not always useful.
But well, then, no, it's not. Well, it can be efficient.
Would say there's no contrast there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it depends what you're looking for in contrast. I mean, for me, riding down the highway, that doesn't need a whole lot of contrast. That's just pure enjoyment.
Mm. I'm with you.
You know, just depends how you look at it.
Yeah.
I think what the stream would point out is you don't want to keep riding down the same highway over and over again for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's what I say about the whole contrast thing.
Yeah,
it's contrast, but you've experienced that contrast a couple of years now. Are you ready to?
Are you done yet?
The contrast. Are we done yet?
Are you good, bro?
Yeah. That's it. That's what this place is all about. This place, this life is an amazing life. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy ride, but it's an amazing life. Because you can ride that highway. You can do that thing that you like over and over and over again until you don't want to anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know, take advantage of the other alternatives that are available for you.
There they are. Yeah. They're just waiting.
They're just waiting for you to stop doing it over and over again.
Oh, my God.
What craziness.
Yes.
What was the topic you brought up earlier? I can't even remember. I'm trying to make a segue to it, and I can't remember what it was.
I said about people being tied up in other people's business instead of...
Oh, that's what it was. Mm. Yeah. You see, that's one of the glitches I don't run into, so I don't know how to tie back to that one.
Well, then blessed is he who does not have this unnecessary nonsense in his reality.
Well, I've gotten rid of that. I got rid of that one a long time ago, actually. I mean, occasionally it pops up, but it doesn't have any charge to it anymore. It's just...
When people do it with me, I'm just... thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, right. Next.
That's a really interesting perspective. That I have no interest in, but very interesting.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Now, where's my steak?
Where's my steak?
Oh, no.
What that actually ties into is my favorite LOA word, preference.
Mm-hmm. I thought your favorite LOA word was pivot.
Oh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I named it a Facebook group over it, but actually preference. Preference is my favorite because, well, maybe it's kind of tied with perspective because they kind of go together. But I love preference because there are no wrong preferences.
Yeah.
True.
You can't go wrong, which is great. I mean, people will try. There are people who will try to shame you over anything. But, you know, if you're willing to actually look at it for what it is, there's no such thing as a wrong preference. It's just preferences.
Mm.
unless you're really into the contrast of being beaten up over your preferences, I suppose. You know, a little
maybe you've got soul contracts around that.
A soul contract around preferences.
No, Rob, get beaten up over your preferences.
Yeah. I have no idea what that would be like, having that kind of a soul contract. I mean,
well, maybe I'll come back in the next life and figure it out.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just pass and let somebody else do it. I've got better things to do with my
eternity. I'm not getting in line for that one.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I did spend quite a chunk of my life, like, you know, 3 months, maybe, trying to answer the question why people want to be on a path like that. I did spend a lot of time on that when I was in my late teens, trying to figure that one out. And then I just lost interest.
Yeah. It's
3 months is a long time, though.
Dystopian.
I'm thorough. Quandary. What can I say?
I'm thorough.
It's my own way of being stuck, you see.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our ways of putting up resistance and blocks and so forth. That was my way to do it. You know, just get stuck in on it for, you know, a period of time until I just couldn't stand it anymore and then I move on.
Well, good for you for getting out.
I'm not so sure it was good, but it was what I did.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Well, if you didn't do that, you wouldn't know that that's not your preference.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. The opportunity to examine preference firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Isn't it funny how every time that we talk about contrast and preference, we end up talking about it, how we run into things we don't like. Why is it we don't ever talk about the things that we run into that we like instantly?
Oh, I live that. I'm too busy living.
Yeah, but we don't talk about it. Why isn't it part of the show is what I'm saying. Why we're always focused on this other thing. I guess because we're trying to help other people.
We had a soul contract to do this. Contract.
Yep, well, that's one explanation. Okay.
This is one potential.
Yes.
Not the one I prefer, but it's one potential.
Not particularly interesting. Oh, no, sorry. But
oh, did that, was it an arrow coming my way?
Oh my god.
But it is crazy though, this fact that we don't, we spend a lot of time. I think it's because we're doing a show and we're trying to entertain. And when you entertain, you go into the contrast and you talk about the contrast. But we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the non-contrasty stuff.
Give us an example. Why don't you kick it off? I've got to go in a couple of minutes, but I'd love to
That's not true. It's not that we never do. I mean, we've done a number of them here during the show. I gave the announcement about the Android version of the app being out. You gave the announcement about people who had manifested huge amounts of money before you'd even got your challenge going. So we do talk about it. It's just never, I guess what I'm saying is it's never like the main topic. And I guess that's why. I mean, once you've announced it, you're done. There's not much else to talk about. Other than, yeah, basically. Wasn't that great? You know?
Yeah.
I think what I'm doing here is I'm kind of answering for myself a question that I've had for a long time. And that is, why is it that all drama has to be in some way tied in to something that we don't prefer, we don't like, something we call negative? And the answer is, that's what turns it into a drama.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
That's it. That's what turns it into a drama. Now, that doesn't really explain why we're focused on it. That part I haven't totally figured out, other than the fact that it's habitual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but patterns are patterns because they're patterns. That's what makes them patterns, right?
I guess, yeah.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be patterns and there'd be no pattern to talk of.
Yes, it's official. Daniel has now broken the Guinness Book of World Records for using the word pattern in a single sentence.
Pow. Oh, my gosh.
I'm with you on that, though. I think, why don't we start the show with something?
Well, we often do. The problem isn't starting it. The problem is continuing it. Because once you made the great announcement,
build a habit of making the pattern of that being what we do.
Okay,
we have a new pattern.
Then it becomes sort of a rampage. Rampages are fun. Yeah,
I love
a challenge though. What's that?
I said I love a good rampage.
Oh yeah, they're fun.
I've only ever done rampages with you guys.
Aww.
Well, I guess we should be.
I only rampage with you. It's not something I usually do.
Well, I'm gonna go and sit up, guys.
All right.
Back to Tuesday.
Very good. Good luck with. I'm curious to know who's going to be the next person to announce that they've broken the manifestation record. Because your group is breaking all these records.
Well, I'm working out what to do. I think I'm going to have to really give this to the world, because this time round we've just had so much energy has been saved in this one. So the actual 5-minute clip of the actual challenge, because a lot of the chat's been in the group, has been longer, but the actual challenge is 5 minutes-ish per video. I'm probably going to have my guys build it out into something to share it with the world.
Yeah,
so I'm probably going to share that out. And but when we do, we'll definitely let the listeners know.
That's the kind of thing that people love. I mean, because people love manifestation stories, but especially the big ones. That's a big one. That's like a series of big ones all in one 5-minute pattern there. That's cool. All right.
Okie dokie.
We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Meanwhile, see, now it's down to us, Alex. Now you got to carry more of the load here.
Oh, no.
Well, I know what we can do. This will give us at least a couple of minutes. We haven't done our promos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we do have something new to promote, because the LOA Today app now has 4 different versions. There's the web version, there's the PC version, there's the Mac version, and there's the Android version. The only thing lacking right now is the iPhone version. And you heard me earlier saying I'm so excited because I think it's going to come out by tomorrow. So that means all the versions are going to be out. So we can now officially say, download the LOA Today app. That's the way to subscribe. You don't have to go look for us anywhere else. Now we do know that just because a lot of people haven't searched yet, because it was just released today on Google Play, you actually have to put quotation marks, double quotes around LOA Today to find it. That won't last real long. Once a whole bunch of people have searched for it, then it'll pop up easily. But for the moment, put double quote LOA Today, double quote, and you'll find it. And the best part about having the app is now it's just right there on your home screen, on your desktop. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go looking. You don't have to figure out. You don't have to remember. You see the LOA Today logo right there. You say, oh, yeah, I can get my daily dose of happy. So please do download the app and send feedback. One of the things that I built into the app was a way to send an email to me. You just click a little thing and it pops up an email for you. So let me know what you think. What would you like to change? What would you like to keep? What would you like to add? I mean, anything goes, but send some feedback. Let me know what you think about it. And do continue to listen to us on YouTube, because we will continue to live stream on YouTube. Of course, that's where Alex is now. She's like, revving it up, getting ready to do this part. How do they find us on YouTube, Alex?
So what you want to do is go to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, and once you see our smiling faces.
There it is.
Click the red subscribe button down below, and next to the red subscribe button, there's the silver bell. Make sure you click all so you always be notified when we are live.
I love the hand motions. They're great. That's the only bad thing for the podcast listeners. They can't see the hand motions.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to tune in.
Well, that's also why you want to get the app, because as we keep building it up over time, one of the things you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to see the live stream. Now, that's not in the app right now, but that is something planned for, I don't know how far in the future, hopefully not too far.
Yeah.
Basically, it's how long does it take me to figure out how to connect in Zoom, and I know there's an API for that, but I haven't figured it out yet. So it'll be all right.
You'll get it.
I'll get it eventually. Hey, right now I'm just celebrating the fact that 4/5 of the app is out.
Yep.
That's the good part. The only thing lacking is the iPhone. And iPhoners, I promise it's coming, because I own an iPhone, so it has to be out there. So it's definitely coming. I promise you. You just have to be a little patient.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out there. So yeah, good stuff. I haven't asked you about what's on the shirt. What do you? You don't have a saying on the shirt. You just have a design.
I do.
Oh, do you?
It's hold on.
There. We can't all what? We can't all be princesses. Someone has to clap when what?
Clap when I walk by.
When you walk by. Okay. Oh, and that's a crown. That's what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. You are definitely the queen of the messaged T-shirts. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true.
Do you walk down the street wearing the headphones too, so they can get the full effect?
No, because it's not wireless.
Oh, well, that's true.
So it's annoying.
Yeah, that would be But still, it works well.
Yeah, I like it.
It works for you. It works for you.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, man.
So for the last 2 minutes here, I'm not sure what to do with them because this has been just such a crazy show and I have nothing else to figure out how to, you know, segue into something.
Yeah, I don't know how we got here, where I was.
We've had shows where we went off deep into left field. This one went over the wall and into the next stadium. I mean, this is just crazy. But I'm going to give you a chance to try once again to lure me into being a Supernatural fan.
Wow. Oh my God. I'm not ready.
You got 4 minutes. Go.
Okay. So, I think you'll like most of the, once you get past the early stuff. The early stuff is the monster of the week, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they killed this, they killed that. I think once you start.
I guess I do have to actually go through that. I can't skip that.
No, you can skip it. This is how I like to do it. You start at season 4. That's when the angels pop in. So that's where the biblical lore starts to come in.
Okay.
And learning Enochian and all the demons and all that stuff. That's when that starts to come in to play. And then, so you can go back if you need backstory to find out certain things, then you can go back and do seasons 1 through 3.
I could probably give that a shot. I don't think I could go through 3 seasons of stuff that I don't like.
You know what I can do for you?
I could go to season 4, perhaps.
This is what I do for people who don't want to take that route, but like still want to know. I have a top 10 list of the, no, it's more than 10. I have a top list of the funniest episodes. Those will get your belly laughing and that will introduce you into the show.
Okay. I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll try that because I like laughing when we do. A considerable amount of it here on the show.
Yeah, we do. Just a little.
Just a little. Yeah. Okay, I'll try that.
All right.
I still don't promise. You know me. I mean, I'm really hard to match up with
a TV
show.
Give it 3 episodes.
I promise. I will. I'll give it 3. Okay. I can't promise that Louise will watch it with me, but I promise I will watch
it. She'll love it.
Okay. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
It's one of those shows that takes your mind into the fantasy, like you know how you hate that when you're watching TV that you can't get into it because it's supposed to not be realistic but low-key realistic, so mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. it does take you in there and you get caught up in the backstory and all that.
Okay, well, plus I'm not the kind of person who's likely to go back and want to watch all the old episodes for the backstory, mm-hmm. but there is a solution for that, mm-hmm. and that's the spoiler. This is what Google is for.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go look it up, you know.
Yep.
And that's probably going to be enough to satisfy me. If I just need to know what, you know.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah. If what Joe Blow did this, I just look up what Joe Blow did. Oh, yeah, okay, that's what he did. Fine, I'm done.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so season 4, the beginning of season 4.
Beginning of season 4.
Okay, it really is. Are you going to give me a list? You said something about a list.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a list.
You're going to send me a list, okay.
Yeah.
I'll even share the list with listeners so they can see what
yes,
the list is.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
It's a top 10, right?
I'll make it a top 10.
Well, I mean, whatever it is, I'm not trying to force it into a particular format. I'm just saying.
I don't think I have an exact number, but it's on the list.
Well, it's going to be whatever it is then.
Do you like Scooby-Doo?
Not really my favorite, but it was okay.
Okay. That might have been one of the episodes included. That's why I was asking.
Oh, I see. No, that's, if you're looking for that to suck me in, that probably won't do it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Good try though.
I'm just thinking outside the box.
You're doing very well.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm not easy. I know that. I am very difficult to please where it comes to television. I am really, really hard to please. There's, you know, Louise puts in something on and 5 minutes later I'm off in the kitchen doing something. I just
You're like a cat.
Oh my God. It just doesn't hold my attention. I don't know. So, but we'll see. This might do it. You know, you guys are so enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. I figure, why not? Maybe it'll actually work this time. Maybe I'll actually like it.
Yeah. Maybe because of the vibrations coming with it.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, certainly I like vibrations.
So. Yeah. So if you sit down, you're like, I'm going into this with my mind open because everybody else thinks it's great. So it's got to be great. And then you just sit down and all of a sudden then you like it.
Of course, what's more likely to happen is I sit down because I'm kind of tired at the end of the day and my brain is kind of fried and I'm saying, okay, entertain me.
Yeah.
You got 5 seconds. Go.
Now, see, maybe that's the problem. You're a little too demanding.
Yeah, well.
Make me laugh and now.
you didn't make me laugh. Okay. That seems a particularly nonsensical way to end the episode, so I think we'll just leave it right there.
It was a nonsensical show.
It really was. I mean, I know of at least 3 or 4 titles for the show, and I have no idea which one to use. Maybe we'll use all of them. I mean, this is definitely a version of Spoiler Alert, Deliberately Vegan, Supernatural Returns. I mean, this is like...
I love Deliberately Vegan.
Maybe it's just the fusion show. I don't know. But whatever it is, thank you for doing it with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And even though Daniel had to leave, we really appreciate him because, I mean, he days like this, he's like out in outer space. He's just on another planet, you know?
Yeah.
And we love him for it. We absolutely do. So thank you, Alex. Thank you, live streamers. Thank you especially to our podcast listeners who put up with so much. We really appreciate you. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye.